Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Pei Zayin. We are at the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Pei Vav Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Zok Ein Mamri Al Pi Bezdin. So we're learning the 10th perek, really the last Sanhedrin perek, before perek Chelek, and that discusses the Nechnokim. So we had the Mishnah that discussed the Neskolin, spoke about the Nesrofim, the Nerogim, and now we're going through Eloheina Nechnokim. And the next Avera mentioned in the Mishnah for which somebody would be Chai Chenek is the Zoke Mamre. So somebody that is a Zoke Mamre, he was Chai Misas Bezdin. Which Misas Bezdin? Misas Chenek. So who exactly was the Zoke Mamre? So we're going to find out over the next couple of days. But really the background for the Zoke Mamre are a few psukim in Parsha Shoftim. The Pasuk says, Ki Yipole Mimcha Dover. Perek Yudzayin, Pasuk Ches. So there's going to be a mevucha. Rashi says Yipole means there's going to be a shaila. Somebody went to a bezdin, he asked the shaila, and there was some confusion. They weren't sure. La bein dam le dam, bein din le din, bein nega le nega, divrei rivois bisharecha. There's going to be a suffix, regardless of what the suffix in halacha might have been. The Torah says, Vekamta valisa la mokha mash yifra Hashem alekecha bo. Now you resolve this dispute, you take it to the Supreme Court. Where was the Supreme Court? Vekamta valisa la mokha mash yifra Hashem. You go up to the base. You should present them with the question and let them resolve, let them tell you what the halacha is. Now, when you get the halacha, says the Torah, you have to do whatever it is they tell you. You can't listen to what they have to say, render it as an opinion, and say, I'll decide afterwards what I want to do. No, you have to follow what it is they say. And the Torah continues, and one of the most famous psukim in the Torah, you cannot veer. You have to listen to whatever it is they tell you. What if somebody was in this kind of situation where he presented a shiloh to a local bez and they weren't sure what the halacha was? They went up to the mokoim asher yivchar Hashem. They presented it to the kayhanim and to the shoifet asher b'yom ha'mahin. They received the psak, and now this person came home and b'meza did not listen. So what does the Torah say? Umeso ishahu, this person is going to be chayiv miso, uviyarta hara mi yisrael. V'chala am yishmu v'yiro v'la yizidu noin. Not only was he killed, but he was killed publicly. We'll see that in the next couple of days, so that everybody should see how important, how chomer it is when somebody blatantly v'yisha sheyasa b'zodoin does not listen to the Sanhedrin, does not listen to the Bezdin. So at first glance, there's a lot of ambiguity, like many parashiyos in Torah Shabbat. It sounds like there was a shaila that was presented to a local Bezdin. They really know what the halacha was. Doesn't seem to matter too much what the shaila was. Bein dam ledam, bein din ledin, bein nega lenega, whatever the shaila was. And it was then brought to the Supreme Court. It was presented to the Bezdin Agadol in Yerushalayim. The Bezdin Agadol in Yerushalayim issued a psak. The person heard the psak, went back home, and b'meza did not listen to what it is that they said. This person is going to be chayiv misa. Stating that, there are many technical details that govern this parasha, and it's this parasha that's known as the Zoke Mamre. And most notably, as we're going to see in the Mishnah right now, the halacha of the Zoke Mamre was not true for any ordinary person. So if you're an ordinary person, so to speak, a pashtiyid that asks a shayla, and then goes up to the Bezan Agadol, you get your psak, and you don't listen, you didn't become a Zoke Mamre. In order to be a Zoke Mamre, you had to be a person of stature. You had to be a person of chshivos. As a matter of fact, the Mishnah says, Nimtza chumroi kuloi. You had to be somebody who was roi to be on a bezdin, someone that maybe was roi to be a member of the Sanhedrin, a chashiv rav. If you, who is in a position of chashivos, blatantly goes against what it is the Bezdin Agadol says, it's only then that you become a Zoke Mamre. But either way, this is the parish of Zoke Mamre. There are a few psukim over here that clearly are applied in different places in Shas outside the context of Zoke Mamre, such as Loisosim and Adover Ashi Yagidu L'Chayom and Asmal. So we're going to get into Loisosim Yetz Hashem over Yantif. But for now, the first Blat Gemara over here that deals with the Zoke Mamre. Zoke Mishnah, Zoke Mamre, Alpi Bezdin. How do you know Zoke Mamre is Chayiv Misa, not just Misa? Misas Chenek Shenemar, because the pasuk says Ki Yipolim Imchadover. That's the pasuk that we just read, and at the very end of the pasuk it says Umeis HaYishahu Uviarta Roy Yisrael. It says he should die. It doesn't say which Misas. Not Misas Chenek. So that's how we know the Zokim Amri gets Chenek. Zokte Mishnah. How did the Zokim Amri come about? Shloish Bati Dinim HaYisham. There were three Bati Dinim that were in Yerushalayim. So again, somebody had a Shiloh that was given to a local Bezdin. The local Bezdin wasn't sure what the halacha was, so they now are going to follow what the Torah says. The Torah says, "V'kamto v'elisa," you should get up, you should go up, you should present it in Yerushalayim. So you go straight to the Bezdin Agadol? No. There were three Bati Dinim. One sat at the door of the Harabais. The other one sat at the door of the Azara. And the third was the Sanhedrin, the Bezdin Agadol that sat in the Azara itself. It sat in the Lishkas Agazis. So the first thing that they would do, and by the way, Ba'in is plural. That's a Lashon Rabbah. You see from here that it wasn't only the person that had the Shiloh that had to go up to Eretz Yisrael. The whole Bezdin, this was a whole field trip by Yarchi Kala. They all went together to Eretz Yisrael. So they all go now to the Pesach of Harabayis. And they say, Kachta Rashdi v'kachta Shuchaver. Each person states his position. There seems to be some dispute, some confusion over here. Kach limadati, kach limdu chavera, imshamu. If this Bezdin that's sitting Pesach Harabayis knows the answer, meaning they know how to resolve this issue, Amalehem. So the Bezdin would say, Vim lav, bonam loisa shal Pesach Azar. They go for the second opinion. They go now to the second Bezdin. Va'omer, same thing. Kachta Rashi, kachta Ashu Chaver, kachli Malad, kachli Mdu Chaver. Im Shamu, if they knew again the answer, Amalehem, Vim lav, Elu ve'elu. Now, the person that had the Shaila, the Bezdin that the Shaila had originally been presented to, plus this local Bezdin, the Bezdin that is sitting by the Harabayas, would all go to the Bezdin HaGadol Shebelishkas HaGazis Shemimenu Yoytze Torah LiYisrael Shenemen HaMokem Ahu HaShiyivcha HaShem. And it was over there that the Shiloh would eventually be resolved. This was the Supreme Court, and they would paskin yay or nay one way or the other, and now whatever they say is what the Torah says. V'asisa al pi adover asher yagidu lecha, al pi atorah asher yoyrucha, lo yisasim en adover. Essay, lo yisasay. It's regarding now whatever the psak of the Bezdin HaGadol is that it's very important that everybody listen. Chazal Iroi. Now, if this person went back to his city, Shana, he taught v'lamed b'derech shayulamed, meaning he decided that he doesn't want to follow the psak of the Bezdin HaGadol. So he goes back and he gives shir. He's learning with his chavrusa. He's a pulpit rabbi, whatever it is. He just continues to learn the way he previously had learned, but that's not the punchline. The punchline is not like the psak of the Bezdin HaGadol. Potter, he didn't become a Zaki Mamre. When did he become a Zaki Mamre? And this is the punchline. If he goes back home and he paskins, not he teaches, he paskins lahalocha, not like the psak halocha of the Bezdin HaGadol, chayiv, that's when he becomes a Zokim Mamish. We learn from there that the only time you're going to be chayiv is if you paskin. Talmud shahir alasa is potter. What if this person wasn't a Zokim Mamish? He wasn't roy to be a dayan, but rather he was a Talmud. Rashi says he was younger than 40 years old. You have to be 40 years old in order to be a Pesach, Rashi says. And this person is less than 40 years old, and he now goes home and he paskins. He didn't become a Zaki Mamre. Why? Because he's not really roy to be a Pesach. You have to be someone that's worthy. You're on the caliber of being a Pesach. You paskin not like the Bezdin HaGadol. That makes you a Zaki Mamre. But to the extent that you're not someone that's really roy to be a Pesach, then you don't become a Zaki Mamre by paskining. And says the Mishnah, Nimtza, so it comes out, Chumroi Kuloi. The fact that there's a Chumra that says that you can't paskin until you're 40 years old is going to end up being a tremendous kula for you. It's going to save your life. Because if you were roy to be a paisik, you'd be chayiv misa for your psak. Being that you're not roy to be a paisik, it's for that reason, you're not going to be chayiv misa. Either way, this is the idea of the Zaki Mamre. So even though in the pasuk itself, a lot of what we just said isn't clear, but what we see from here is that this parsha, the several psukim over here, in parsha Shoiftim that talk about the Zakei Mamre, are talking about a Zakei, someone that was roy to be a Pesach. He had some sort of dispute and halacha, there was some confusion between him and a local Bezdin. They decided they're going to go up to Eretz Yisrael, they're going to hear what the Bezdin HaGadol has to say. First, they would run it by two smaller Bati Dinim. If no one knew the answer, they'd bring it to the Bezdin HaGadol. Whatever the Bezdin HaGadol says, that's what you have to follow. When do you become a Zakei Mamre? If this Zokin didn't agree with the psak of the Bezin HaGadol. He now goes home and he paskins, keyword, he paskins not like the Bezin HaGadol. If he teaches, he's giving a shit, that doesn't matter. But if he paskins not like the Bezin HaGadol, that's when it's an issue. You can't paskin kineged the Bezin HaGadol. Not only is it an issue, he's chayiv misa, which misa? It says, umesa ishahu, stam misa schenek. That's why it's in this parak right here. Elohein anachnotem, we're discussing all the people that are going to be chayiv chenek. Just one interesting sidebar, and that is that, so Rashi says that, who's this Talmud that the Mishnah says that's not old enough to be a Poisek? It's someone that's less than 40 years old. And the Makar to this Rashi is really Gemara. It's a Gemara Masechta Soita, Daf Chabez Amid Beis, where the Gemara says that until a person turns 40, he's not ready to be a Dayan. Now, Poshet, the way you learn is, you have to be 40 years old. I mean, literally, you have to have been alive for 40 years. The Mishnah says, Ben Arba Mabina. Right, once you're alive for 40 years, you can learn Kabbalah, you can learn Zayir HaKudesh, Kisvei Ari, Tekine Zayir, etc., etc. So now you're old enough to be a Poisek also. 40 is when your body starts slowing down a little bit, which means the intellect part of you starts taking over. Right? That's the idea behind Ben Avraham Levina. Now you're right. But Tais over there argues. Tais says it doesn't mean you're around for 40 years old. You could be around for 40 years old and be a buck amudas. Doesn't necessarily qualify you to be able to paskin. What it means is you've been learning Torah for 40 years. Oh, you've been learning Torah for 40 years. Take a look at the Marsha on that. Tais says Marsha argues with Tais. But either way, Zakti Gemara Tanu Rabbanon. So the pasuk that introduces the Zakim Mamre begins Ki. Pole mimcha dover la mishpat bein dom ledon bein din ledin bein nega lenega divrei rivois bisha orecha vekamta valisa la mokam ash yifcha Hashem alakecha. Boy, the Gemara is going to tarshen now the entire pasuk. Ki yipole mimcha dover, when it says ki yipole, which literally means something will be covered, meaning we're not going to know the halacha, but it also means bimuflish abebezin akasam adaber. We're talking about not an ordinary person that asked the shayla, but someone that was a mumcha lebezin, someone that was not just the Talmud Chacham, but he was even old enough to be a Dayan. This is someone that's of a very, very high caliber. Mimcha, when it says the word Mimcha, ki yipole Mimcha, ze yoyetz. That's coming to teach us that if this Shaila, this dispute, this confusion was regarding Ibur Hashana, we should be Ma'abed Hashana, we shouldn't be Ma'abed Hashana, that would be a Shaila that would qualify this person to potentially become a Zakei Mamre. V'chein, I mean, where do you see Mimcha having anything to do with Yoyetz, having anything to do with Ibur Shana? The pasuk says, Mimeich yatsa choshev al Hashem ro'o, Yoyetz b'liyah. So it says Mimeich, that's the word Mimcha, and it says Yoyetz. Yoyetz means Ibur Shana. So you see, if the dispute was a dispute regarding Ibur Shana, and Bezdin paskin one way, the Zakei Mamre felt the other way, he went and paskin, not like Bezdin, he could become a Zakei Mamre. When it says the word Dovar, ki yipole Mimcha, Dovar, zu halacha, it means they were arguing about something that was halacha l'mayish misinai. L'mishpat, what does mishpat mean? Zehadit. Rashi says they were arguing about something that involves Gzeir Shabbat. We'll see more about this in the Gemara. Bein dam ledam, what does that mean? Bein dam nida, dam leida, dam ziv. Whether the dispute was something regarding Tamnida, Tamleda, that's the tumah that a woman has when she gives birth to a baby, Tamziva, we'll see more about that in a moment. Beidin ledin, beidin and nefashis, din imamun is din imamis. When it says bein nega, nega, I mean, it doesn't matter what type of nega. Nigei adam, that's the classic mitzayra. Nigei batim, a house could also become a mitzayra. And nigei begadim, or beggar could become a mitzayra. Divrei, when it says the word divrei, elu hacharomim va'erichin va'akdeshes. What does divrei have to do with those things? Because how do you make something cherim? How do you make something erichin? How do you make something like this with your mouth? So divrei are those things. Rivois so ashka soita. Soita comes about because the shalom bayis issues. Fight. Rivois by rivois egla. Why does somebody kill somebody else? Obviously they weren't getting along very well. That's revoice. Zetahiras mitzayra. Bisharecha. When it says bisharecha, zulecha chikopeya. Vekamta, ve'olisa elamokim, the pasuk says. What does vekamta mean? Mi bezdin. Rashi says that what vekamta means is that even the local bezdin, where the shayla was presented to, would have to go up to Eretz Yisrael and present the shayla. How do you see that? Because vekamta sounds like stand up. It implies you're sitting. Right? You don't have to stand up if you're standing already. Elamai, you're sitting. Make a taste of the person was sitting. Maybe you were standing. It's talking about Bezdin. Bezdin used to sit. So it says, Vikanto Shtayov. Oh, Shtayov. So who are we talking about? We're probably talking about someone that was sitting. That's a remez that the Bezdin itself had to get up and go to Eretz Yisrael to go bring the Shaila. The Olisa. Why Valisa? Maybe Vyaradita? Milan, maybe, because where are you going? going to Yerushalayim, she Beis Hamikdash Gevayim Meretz Yisrael, that the Beis Hamikdash is the highest point in Eretz Yisrael, Yisrael Gevayim Mikol Haaretz, and Eretz Yisrael itself is the northernest part of the world. El Hamakom Melamed Shamakom Goyim. You had to go to the Makom. You learn from here that the only time someone became a Zakim Mamre was if he violated. He went against what Bezdin said, but only if Bezdin was sitting in the Lishkas Hagosas. Right, the permanent place of the Sanhedrin was the Lishkas Hagosas. They used to sit in a certain chamber that was in the Beis Hamikdash, but they weren't always there because there were times where there were Roman decrees and things that they had to travel. Right, Sanhedrin went into Gaulus 10 times. The Gemara says Kenegad. The Shechina went into Gaulus 10 times. So it wasn't always true that the Sanhedrin was sitting in the Lishkas Hagosas. So what if the Zakim Mamre played itself out, but at the time the Sanhedrin wasn't in the Lishkas Hagosas? They were in Usha. They were in Shafra. They were somewhere else. They weren't in the Lishkas Hagosas. You didn't become a Zakim Mamre. Melamed Shahamokim Goyrim. The only time a person could be a Zakim Mamre is if he goes Kenegad the Bezdin Hagadol when they're in their mokim where they're supposed to be. But the Gemara says, so we just said that Eretz Yisrael is the highest point of the world, and the Beis Hamikdash is the highest point in Eretz Yisrael. I know that the Beis Hamikdash is the highest point in Eretz Yisrael. That's what we just said. Valisa. Where's the Zakim Mamre going to? He's going to the Beis Hamikdash. He's going to the Lishkas Hagazah. So Valisa is probably referring to the final destination of the Zakim Mamre, which is the Lishkas Hagazah. It says Valisa, and the point of Valisa is that the Beis Hamikdash is the highest point in Eretz Yisrael. How do you know that Eretz Yisrael is Gevaya Mikol HaRatz? It's because it says Valisa. Valisa maybe means, because within Eretz Yisrael, you have to be Valisa. You have to go to the Beis Hamikdash. Mechatesi, in Valisa itself, you don't see that Eretz Yisrael is Gevaya Mikol HaRatz. So the Gemara says, you're right, you know it from somewhere else. This is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Perech of Gimel, the pasuk that we're all waiting for, that a day is going to come that no one's going to say anymore, we're not going to remember anymore the fact that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Because although it was miraculous, Hashem split the sea, and there were makis, and maybe 10 or 250, like we say in Dagada, it was Etzbelikim, it was phenomenal what was going on. But in the end of days, when Mashiach's going to come, Hashem is going to perform miracles that are going to dwarf those miracles that happen. And when the Pasuk describes that, the Pasuk describes how people are going to go up there, it's not from Mitzrayim, like Yitzias Mitzrayim, but they're going to go Mikolo Arotzei Sashay Dachtim Sham. They're going to come from the United States, from Australia, from all over the world. That's where these people are going to go. But what does the Pasuk say? You have to be Medayik L'shoynei Hazov Shal Yirmiyo Anavi. Ashehelo We're going to be ascending. Because you're going from literally the four corners of the world, and you're going up. So you see clearly that it is the highest place in the world. Rameir says that he didn't just become a Zaki Mamre if there was a Shaila about any halacha. So a Shaila in Hilchas Tvila, a Shaila in Hilchas Kriyishma, and Hilchas Natila Sedan, that didn't necessarily render you a Zaki Mamre. Even if the Bezdin go to Paskin one way, and you went home and you Paskin another way, no. The halacha that was being discussed and disputed had to be of a certain nature. What was that nature? Machlokes Tanan. Rameir says it has to be a dover shez doinei karis regulas chatas. If the shaila at stake did not involve karis and chatas, you didn't become a zakim mamre. Rabbi Yehuda says al dover sheikrei midivrei Torah uperusha midivrei sefer. It had to be something that was rooted in divrei Torah. It's rooted in Torah shabiksav. It's based on a pasuk, but the Torah Shabbat is a little bit unclear, and really it relies on the interpretation of the Torah Shabbat in order for us to properly understand exactly what the halacha is. So it's Ikra in Midivrei Torah. The source is Divrei Torah, but the Pirush, the commentary, is Midivrei Sefer. Reb Shimon is a third sheet. Afilu diktuk echa medikduf leseifer. No, it doesn't have to be karas and chatas. It doesn't have to be Ikra in Midivrei Torah uperusha Midivrei Sefer. Anything. Even a halacha l'moshe misinai, afilu diktuk echad midiktuk esay, from that in and of itself would be enough. If there's a dispute and the Bezdin Hagadol paskins one way and the Zakim goes back home and he paskins another way, he would be a Zakim Mamre. So a three-way machlok. Zakim Mamre, Tamid Rameh, what's the Makar to Rameh that says it has to be Dover, says Doinik Kars, Vishigigas, Echatos, Gomer Dover. He learns Gzeir Shavu Dover. Ksivach, it says, Avidiki, Palo, Mimcha Dover, Lamishvat. Viksiv Hasam, and it says, Venelam Dover, Me'ini Akol. What's there guarded the par helam dover shel tzibur. That was one of the karbonos chatas that were brought. And the only time you brought a karbon chatas, if it was something that you did b'shoygi, that had you done b'mezid, you would have been chayiv koris. So that dover, v'nelam dover me'ini akol, which is in the context of a chatas, the par helam dover shel tzibur, it's in the context of a chatas, is obviously talking about a dovish is doing a curse while she goes to chatas. A malahal and dovish is chayiv as doing a curse while she goes to chatas. Afkan, so to over here, when it says ki yupole memcha dover regarding the zokei mamre, we're talking about the same thing. Dovish is chayiv as doing a curse while she goes to chatas. Rabbi Yehuda, how does Rabbi Yehuda know his halacha? Rabbi Yehuda shita was it has to be a dover she ikrei midivrei Torah. It's rooted in a pasuk in Torah shebikzav, but the commentary perush is midivrei sefer. It says al pi haTorah asher yirucha in this pasuk right here. Al pi haTorah is Torah Shabbixav, Asher Yoyrucha, that's Torah Shabbapeh, Ad Iko Torah V'yoyrucha. For Rav Shimon who says, it doesn't matter what it is, Afilu Diktuk Echon Midiktuk Eseifrim, because he held Asher Yagidu L'chom in Amokam Ahu. Anything they say, Afilu Koldu, it doesn't matter what it is. So according to Rav Meir, it has to be Dovish Es Doinei Kars V'Gidosei Chatas. It has the same guidelines as the Korban Chatas, Dovish Es Doinei Kars. According to Rav Yehuda, it has to be something that's Ikroi Torah Shabbixav, Uperuchay Teresh Bape, Shimon is the most machmir. He says it doesn't matter what it is. As Sheyagidu Lacham and Amokam Ahu, Afilu Kold. Now we had a Brisa earlier where the Brisa gave examples. The Brisa darshened the first pasuk in the parish of the Zokei Mamre, talking about different types of issues and disputes and halachic discussions that may have resulted in the Zokei and the Bezdin that he had presented the Shaila originally to have to come up to Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara now is going to try to work out that Braisa in view of Rav Meir's opinion, who Rav Meir said that the only time you ever become a Zokei Mamre is if it was a Shaila that was Zedoyne Karis v'shegagos Echad. Zok the Gemara. Amalei Rav Huna bar Chinena l'Rava. Rav Huna bar Chinena asked Rava. He said, Tirgum alila hamas nisa libid Rav Meir. We had a Brisa earlier where the Brisa gave a whole bunch of different examples of how you became a Zokei Mamre. Right? Just to go through it again quickly. What did the Brisa say? Yoyetz, if they were arguing about Ibur Shana. Halacha l'moishim isinai, gzereshava, dam nida, dam leida, dam ziva, dine nefashis, dine mominis, dine makis, nige adam, nige batim, nige begadim, charonim, erich in akdeshois, hashkosh soita, arifas egla, tyrus mitzayra, leket shikhopei. That was a whole bunch of examples. They're not all zdoine karis and shigigasei chatas. At first glance, leket shikhopei. Is that zdoine karis, shigigasei chatas? At first glance, nige adam, nige batim, nige begadim. So Rav Huna bar Chinena told Rava, can you please explain that price to me according to Rav Meir? Meaning, I think at first glance, Rav Meir would agree with that price. It's Jurosh's that the Gemara Darshan, that you see the Zokei Mamre applies to so many different areas in Halacha. But according to Rav Meir's very specific hole that you need to fit the Zokei Mamre into, how in the world is it going to work in that braisa? So that was Rav Huna bar Chinena shayla to Rava. So the Gemara says, "Amalei Rava Rav Papa." So Rava turned to Rav Papa and he said, "Nu Rav Papa, you heard Rav Huna bar Chinena shayla? Effect doch good, but a good shayla, good inquiry. Puk targum alei. Why don't you explain it to him?" And this Gemara here is a very geshmaki Gemara that's going to take us right into Yontif's da. So the Gemara. So he went and he said as follows: when it says ki yipalei mimcha b'mufla shabazon kasam adaber, that's pasha. Mimcha zeyoyet sheyoydei la'aber. So what was the first thing mentioned in that braisa? That if the Zokei Mamre was arguing over Ibur Shana. So he said, I'll tell you where Ibur Shana's negay is doing in Kaj Vigasekatas. Maybe the machlokes was the following shayla. It's a Mishnah. Hey, Idu Shem Amris, Ashana Kolad. It's a Mishnah Mesechtes Idias. That there were two people that came, two Tanon, they said, Eidos, that you could be Ma'aber the Shana Kolad. Right? So which month are you Ma'aber? You're only Ma'aber Abed. That's the only month you could be Ma'aber. But there's a shayla. Whether you could be Ma'aber Adar the entire month of Adar. So now the calendar is fixed. You know exactly when it's going to be in Ibiyo. But back in the day, you were living this in real time. There was suspense and foreshadowing. You weren't sure. They are going to be Ma'aber. They're not going to be Ma'aber. So the Machlech is on. Some held that you could be Ma'aber Adar the Gansa Adar. As long as you're tilled at the last day as a Shiloh. Remember Chizkiyo was Ma'aber Nisan. Wasn't really Ma'aber Nisan. He was Ma'aber Adar on a day that they could have made it Chaydish Nisan. But really, you could be Ma'aber the entire Adar. Shall you? But not everybody agreed with that because there were those that said, Ada Purim, only up until Purim. Once Purim passes, at that point you can't be Ma'abra anymore. Zok the Gemara. So Rav Papa said, you know what the Shaila with the Zokei Mamre was? They were arguing over this Shaila. This was the Shaila. Could you be Ma'abar Adar Sheni the entire month or only up until Purim? Meaning, could you be Ma'abar after Purim or not? Why is that negay a karis? Very simple. Because the ila haigi is a kashari chametz be pesach. The ila haigi is a kashari chametz be pesach. Let's say the Beis Din says that you can't be ma'abrit. Once Purim passes, at that point you can't be ma'abrit Hashanah. What does that mean? It means the next month is going to be Nisan. If this Zokin goes home now, and he paskins, not like the Beis Din HaGadol, he says, I disagree with the Psak, you could be Ma'aber. So when Klal Yisrael, based on the Psak of the Beis Din HaGadol, is going to be Pravin Pesach, then it's going to be Yontif and the Vachin, it's going to be Purim. If it's Purim, they're going to be eating Chametz. If they're going to be eating Chametz, it's going to come out, they're eating Chametz for Pesach. So basically, if you're arguing regarding Ibur Hashanah, it can happen afgamino, when is Pesach? When Pesach is, if you get Pesach wrong, so you're going to be eating chametz when it's really Pesach. You'll be praving Pesach when it's really not Pesach. Bottom line is, what's at stake? Chametz on Pesach. What's the Einish for chametz on Pesach? Karis. So that's where it's Negeya. He said, Ibur Shana, although not directly, but indirectly, could, it's very possible, if this was the Shaila, could be Negeya. Dover says, Doine Karis, Shigigas Echatas. Dover Zehalocha. When he said, Dover Zehalocha, the Brisa said, the Machlikis was regarding Halacha, Lamesh of Sinai, it could affect Karis. So, Hilchis Echadasar. So, this is regarding the Halachis of the 11th day. So, what's Hilchis Echadasar? So, for this, we need a little bit of a background. So, we know that the laws of Nida today are very different than the way the laws of Nida were back in the day. Meaning, based on the Torah, if a woman is Roya Dam Nida, if she has regular Dam Nida, she's Tameh for 7 days. Once 7 days pass, as long as she's clean, she's Tameh. She goes to the mikvah and she's Tameh. Today, a woman that sees Dam Nida, so she has to wait at least 5 days. At that point, to the extent that she's not seeing blood anymore, she doesn't have sekaira, she has shivanikiyah, she has to be completely clean for 7 days, and only afterwards could she go to the mikvah and she could be taught. But that's not the way it was. That's not the way it is midday raisa. Midday raisa, the way it is in a perfect world, is a woman sees dam nida, she's tamei for 7 days, she doesn't have to have shivanikiyah, as long as on the seventh day she's clean, she can go to the mikvah and she's going to be taught. Stating that, Midday Raisa, there's another chapter to Hilchas Nida that doesn't apply today. And that is the laws of Zav. The laws of Zav. Zav Ketana, Zav Gedoyla, a man can also be a Zav. But the laws of Zava, which is something that we don't have today, applied once upon a time. So what were the laws of Zava? So the woman's cycle was narrowed down to an 18-day period. The first 7 days, from day one through day seven, if she saw Dam, the Dam was considered Dam Nida. What's the laws again of Dam Nida? 7 days. And by the way, let's say a woman would see Dam Nida on day one, and then day six she saw Dam Nida again. It didn't matter. As long as the seventh day she was clean, at the end of the seventh day, she went to the mikvah, the eighth day and she was fine. So any Dam that she saw during those 7 days was considered Dam Nida, as long as at the end of day seven, you don't have to keep on counting 7 days. As long as at the end of day seven she was torn, she'd go to the mikvah. The next 11 days of this 18th day cycle, if she saw Dam, she didn't become a Nida. She didn't have to be Tomei for 7 days. If she saw Dam, the Dam was considered to be Dam Ziva. What's the halacha of Dam Ziva? She was Tomei that day, and then she had to be Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. Which means that for a 24-hour period, let's say she saw Dam on Monday, so Monday she's going to be Tomei. She's also going to have to watch Tuesday to make sure she doesn't see any more Dam. And as long as she doesn't see any more Dam on Tuesday, Wednesday's a regular day. So she's not Tomei Dam Nida, you don't have the 7 days anymore, it's Dam Ziva. What if she sees Dam Ziva twice during the 11-day period? Same thing. All you are is Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. If she saw Dam three times, but not just three times, three consecutive days, then she went from being a Zava Ketana to a Zava Gedayla. A Zava Gedayla is more complicated. In order to be a Zava Gedayla, she would have to wait until she stopped seeing blood. She'd have to have Shivanakiyam, 7 days where there's no Dam at all. At the end of this Shivanakiyam, she goes to the mikvah, she brings a carbon, and that's when she becomes Tahar. So again, Midday Raisa, 18 days. The first 7 days, any Dam that she sees is Dam Nida. She could see Dam day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It doesn't matter. As long as at the end of the seventh day she's clean, she goes to the mikvah. Afterwards, she's not a Nida anymore. If she sees Dam the next day, it's not Dam Nida. She's not Tamei for 7 days. What is that Dam? It's Dam Ziva. What's the halacha of Dam Ziva? She's now a Zava Klana. The halacha is she's Tamei that day. She goes to the mikvah, and then she has to be shemeres yom keneged yom. She just has to make sure that for one day she's clean. If she sees dam ziva twice during the 11-day period, same thing. If she sees dam ziva three times during the 11-day period, and it's 3 days in succession, now her status of tumah got majorly upgraded. Now she's a zava gedayla. If she's a zava gedayla, that loch is she needs shiva nekiyim. Not only she needed a kiyim, she had to bring a carbon. Today, because we're not so familiar with the laws of Dam Nida, Dam Ziva, Zavik Tana, Zavik Daila. So what did the Chachamim say? Let's be Machmer. Every woman that sees Dam Nida, let's treat her like a Zavik Daila. Now, you can't bring a carbon today, but we treat her like a Zavik Daila, and that's why today a woman has to keep Shiva Nekiyim. But Midday Raisa, Shiva Nekiyim was exclusive to a Zavik Daila. A regular Nida didn't have Shiva Nekiyim. Nida was 7 days, Gamarno. That was the whole Hilchas Nida. Zava, yeah, that's a whole different halacha. You should Meres Yoyim, but today, you know, if you should Meres Yoyim, you're not Shemeres Yoyim. So every woman is b'chsofik, b'cheskas, that maybe she's a Zava G'dayla, and that's why every single woman today has to keep Shivanaki. Now, what happens if on the 18th day, or the 11th day, the last day of the 11th day window where she can become a Zava, she's Royer down? Does she have to be Shemeres Yoyim, Keneged Yoyim for the next day, which would be that 12th day or the 19th day? The answer is no. Because we say that the only dam that's ever rendered dam ziva is the dam that she sees during that 11-day period. So if she saw the dam originally the 11th, why does she have to be shemeres yoyim for the next day? That's already day 12. That's already day 19. That's outside of this. That's already going to be dam nida for the next cycle. So there's no reason for her to be shemeres yoyim. What if she sees dam nida on the 10th day? What if she sees it on the 10th day? So again, if she sees Dam on the 11th day, the 11th day of the 11-day window, when she sees Dam, she's a Zava, and she has to be Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. So then, if she sees it on the 11th day, she's Tomei that day, but not the day after. It's already the 12th day. You're ready on to the new cycle. What if she sees it on the 10th day? So you'd say, it's only the 10th day. Why should it be a problem? The next day that she's being Shomeres Yom is the 11th day, and the 11th day is part of the 11-day cycle. Stating that, it's a Machloikis Tanoim. Zok the Gemara Itmar, Asiri. If this is the background that you need to learn this Gemara. Asiri, if she saw Dam, Ziva on the 10th day. What does it mean, the 10th day? The 10th day of the 11-day period, which is also the 17th day of the 18-day period. It's the same thing. Rabbi Yechanan says, Asiri, it's treated like the 9th day. What does that mean? Just like by the 9th day, everyone agrees she has to be Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. So if she sees on the 10th day, everybody agrees should have to be Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. Shem ben Lokish, Shomer, Asiri, Ka'achad Asa. And just like on the 11th day, if you see Dam, you don't have to be Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, because that day that you're going to be Shomeres is already outside of the 18-day period. So too on the 10th day, you don't have to. Rabbi Yechanan, Asiri, Ka'achad Asa, Maschi, Boyashimur, Afasir, Boyashimur, Shalom, Shomer, Asiri, Ka'achad Asa, Ma'achad Asa, Loi, Boyashimur, Afasir, Loi, Boyashimur. Either way, it wasn't do with us. So what happens now if a woman saw blood on the 10th day, and it's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish? Is she a Zava, or is she not a Zava? I mean, does she have to be Shemeres Yoyim, or does she not have to be Shemeres Yoyim? And now there was a Shaila between the Zaki Mamri and Beis Din. And Beis Din paskin one way, and the Zaki Mamri paskin another way. Karis is at stake, because if someone's boil nida, he's chayv karis. So if someone's boil azava, he's chayv karis. You have to know what exactly is the status of the tum of this woman. Does she bring it? Like, how do you treat it? You treat it like a zava, you treat it like a nida. What exactly is the halacha? So obviously, this will involve krisos, because nida is a subject of chayv krisos. This is a shayla of halacha l'moishim isinai. So dover zu halacha l'moishim isinai that involves doine karis v'gosei chatas. Where's the negeya? This very obscure machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, where a woman is raya dam ziva on the 10th day of the 11-day period where she has to be shemeres yom. You treat it like the 11th day, like the 9th day. Either way, mishpat zehadin. It said mishpat zehadin. They were arguing about gzeira shava. Where do you find gzeira shava anywhere? That's Negeya Karis. Talk to you tomorrow. We had one a few weeks ago. Din Bita Me'anu Sasai. Amazingly, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that Bita is an Erva. Bas Bita, it says. Bas Bino, it says. It says your wife's daughter, your wife's granddaughter, your mother-in-law, your mother-in-law's mother, your father-in-law's mother, but your own daughter, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah. In fact, there was a whole discussion, this was Yom Kippur's daf, a whole discussion, they were, how do you know Bita Me'anu Sasa? How do you know the Azara? How do you know the Sreifa? Rava, one of the three shittas that the Gemara brought, said, I learned it from Gzeira Shava. Dama Rava, Amalei Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, As Yehena, Hena, As Yezima, Zima. So you have a Gzeira Shava that involves Bita. Bita is an Erva, Arayas Akoris. And he says Bezin. But Arayus HaKaris, being that Arayus HaKaris, you have now a question of Gzerushava that involves Karis. It was this Shaila that was being disputed between the Zakum Amri and Bezin. This is where it's going to be negated. So the Gemara Vayit, it said, Bein Dam Ledam, Bein Dam Nido, Dam Leda, Dam Zivo. Whether the argument was Dam Nido, Dam Leda, Dam Zivo, if the Zakum Amri was arguing, Talachas, it becomes a Zakum Amri. And again, we're trying to figure out, how does this work with Rameir? Where Rameir said the only time you become a Zakum Amri is if it's a Dovish's Doine Karis. If a woman sees blood and it's green, Akavi b'mahal matama, Akavi b'mahal says it's dam nida, Chavim matarim, Chavim said it's not dam nida. Okay, obviously. So is she a nida? She not a nida. If the Zaki Mamre was arguing with the Bezdan Agadol, Chorus is at stake, because again, a boy will need this chayef chorus, so that's where it's negeya. Dam Leda, what was the machlokes by Dam Leda? Where would Dam Leda ever be negeya chorus? But plukta the Rav Levit, it, my Rav says, mayin echadu, ha-teire timasoy va-teire tira. Levi yomashtey mayonoise. So what's the background for this? So we know, beginning of Parshas Tazria, a woman that had a baby became tome. Tumas yoyledes. She gave birth to a boy, so she was tome for 7 days. The next 33 days, any blood that she sees is called dam tahar. She's tahar. That dam is not tame. If a woman gave birth to an akeva, a girl, so she was tame for 14 days, and then, you just double, do the math, the same 2-to-1 ratio, for the next 66 days, any dam that she would see would be considered dam tahar. So after a woman has a baby, she bleeds. That blood is really divided into two groups. There's the dam tome, there's the dam tahor. What does it depend on? It depends on when she saw it. A zocha, the first 7 days is considered dam tomo. The next 33 days is considered dam tahor. For a nikeva, the first 14 days is considered dam tomo. The next 66 days is considered dam tahor. Rav and Levi argued, almost scientifically, why is it that certain dam is tome and certain dam is tahor? So Rav said that really all the dam that a woman sees after she has a baby comes from the same place. Mayan echotu, it's one mayan. It's one stream of blood. Just like Torah Timas, it's just Xeris HaKasa. That first 7 days or the first 14 days, the dam is considered tome. And afterwards, the dam is considered tar. But in terms of where the blood is coming from, Mayan Echadu, it's all the same. Levi said, no, Shnei Mayonisim. You want to know why one is this and one is the other way? Because the dam actually comes from two different places. Nista Matame, at the end of the 7 days for a Zohar, the Mayan that is been giving dam tome gets closed and niftach atahar. And the mayan that is now going to pump blood is going to be a mayan that produces dam tahar. Nistam hatahar and niftach hatome. Okay. What's the nafkamina? Does it matter? What's the difference if it's mayan ech or shnei mayan? So the Gemara says in the sechtes nido lamed hey that the nafkamina is as follows. Nafkamina is what would be if a woman bled from the minute that she's going from Dam Tumah to Dam Tahar. So literally, as the sun set on the 7th day after she gave birth to a baby, so you're going from day 7 right into day 8, she was bleeding consistently. What's the halacha going to be with that Dam that she sees on the 8th day right after Shkia? Is it going to be Dam Tomei or is it going to be Dam Tahar? So the Gemara, according to Rav that said, Mayan Echadu, HaTorah Timasai VaTorah Tiartai, there's no reason it shouldn't be Dam Tahar. What's the difference? It's all, we know it's the same blood, but it's Xeris HaKasif. Now it's Tomei, now it's Tahar. But according to Levi, that said, Shnei Mayana is saying that the two Mayanas, over here we know for sure it's coming from the same Mayan. I mean that we know for sure here that it's coming from the same Mayan, over here the Halacha is going to be that the Dam is going to be Dam Tomei. What happened was, the Zaki Mamri and Bezin were arguing. They were arguing over this Machlokes Rav and Levi, where a woman bled from day 7 into day 8, or from day 14 into day 15 for Nikeva. And the Shaila was, Rav and Levi, is it Dam Tome or is it not Dam Tome? What's at stake? Chai B'Krisis is at stake, because to the extent that it's Dam Tome and he's paskuding that it's Dam Tor, that he's being matter, Chai B'Krisis. That's where it's Negeya, that Dam Leda will be a Shaila of Dovish's Doine Koris, Vishikigosei Chatas. Dam Ziva, where is Dam Ziva Negeya? But Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Yeshua, the time we learned to the Mishnah, Kishto, Shloisho Yomim, B'Toich Echadasa. If a woman was pregnant and she was in labor, so she was having pain, and she saw blood 3 days in a row during the 11-day window that we spoke about before that would make a woman a zava, or in this case, if she saw it 3 days in a row, a zava gedola. But she had labor pains. So there's reason to think that maybe the blood that she saw wasn't a result of the fact that she's a zava, but maybe the blood that she saw is a result of a chavle leda. So it's dam leda. So really it falls in under the category of Tumas Yeledes as opposed to Tumas is evil. A pregnant woman could be a zava as well. Right? You understand what's going on here? What's happening here is you have a woman who's having soul blood 3 days in a row during the 11-day period, despite the fact that she's about to have a baby. It doesn't matter. During that 11-day period, she sees blood 3 days in a row. So technically, she should be a zava. Nervous. Over here, being that she was having labor pain, there's reason now, there's a reglaim l'dava that maybe this dam is not really dam ziva. This dam is a result of the fact that she's in labor. So how do we determine? How do you know if the dam is dam yeledes, which she's anyways going to be as soon as she has a baby, which she'll deal with when she has to deal with, or maybe no, maybe she's going to have two tumas that she has to deal with. The tumas yeledes, and on top of that, she's going to have the tumas zav as well. Zok the Mishnah, im shafsa me es le'es, if 24 hours passed where she didn't have any pain, the yolda, and then she had a baby. So now there's already an umdana that the blood probably wasn't a result of the baby that was being born because she went 24 hours without being in labor. So I raise you, yoledes bezoiv. We look at her after she has a baby as having tumas yoledes because she had a baby, but also as having tumas ziva because now we say the mafreya that the 3 days of blood that she saw was a result of the fact that she was a zava. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Shua says it's not me esleis. Esleis means 24 hours. It's not 24 hours from the moment that it stops, but rather Laila V'yoyman has to be a night and a day. Kalele Shabbos V'yoyman, like a Shabbos. It has to be a Friday night and a Shabbos day. So it's not a 24-hour period, regardless of when the 24 hours starts and ends. It has to be like a Shabbos. It has to be a night and a day. You have to wait till Shkia, Shabbos, a full 24 hours from then. That's when it happens. Sheshavsim and Atzar, as long as she didn't have Tzar. But the bottom line is, you have a Machlekes again. You're going to have to know. Totally, in this Shaila, what if a woman waited 24 hours without having pain, then she gave a baby, but it wasn't live of a yoy? So when she has a baby, does she have to worry about her tumazava? Does she not have to worry about her tumazava? Chayvei Krisus is at stake. It's for that reason that it's negeya the case of the Zokim Amri. Dine Nefashis, Dine Makinis, and Dine Mominis. Sokta Gemara. Dine Mominis, what was the case of Dine Mominis? But plucked the Shmuel Rabbavo. They were arguing Shmuel Rabbavo. Meaning, how does Dine Mominis come into Chorus? Dine Mominis at first glance doesn't know how to do a Chorus. Dama Shmuel. Shmuel said, Shnayim Shadonu Dine Din. El Shanikra Bezin Chotzev. We know Dine Mominis Beshleisha. Those were the first words of the Masechta. So Dine Mominis is Beshleisha. What about two people? Two Dayanim. So it says Shleisha, right? But Shmuel said, no, but the evidence is actually okay. They call the Bez. Why they call the Bez and Chatzav? Partially because they went Keneged the Chacham. Remember the Shvus Yaakov. The Shvus Yaakov says that why they call the Bez and Chatzav? Because ordinarily, if Bez and Paskin is one way, if you're one of the plaintiffs, you have no idea how Bez and which Dayan Paskin like you or against you. Because usually it's B'Shleisha. If I'm one of the Dayanim, I could always turn to the person and say, listen, you should know, I'm not the one that said that you were guilty. I really said you were zaka. I was just outvoted. So each person could always be misnatzel because he could always look the defendant in the eye and say, listen, I'm very sorry that you just lost this court case and it's going to cost you a lot of money, but please be aware of the fact that, listen, I was in the minority. But if you have a bezin made up of two, then there's no majority. That means the only way bezin could paskin is if there's a unanimous consent. It's not possible otherwise. Everybody has to be in agreement. So you're a mechutzef. You know why you're a mechutzef? Because now you're looking the guy in the eye and saying, I said you're guilty. It's a shtickle of chutzpah. But either way, damash shmul shnayim shidonu dinayim din. Elish nekaroim bezdin chutzuf. Rabbi Vo said, l'divya kolayim dinayim din. No, you can't pass. So what? Where's the negeya? It's a rashi, a geshmak rashi. It's negeya, and this is already, now we're starting to reach already. Exactly. Now we're going to have to start making the chushbainis. What happened was, somebody came to bezdin, and there were two dayanim and bezdin paskin that Reuven owed Shimon money. So Shimon was very excited. Shimon went to Reuven, right into his wallet, boom, took out the money. He now has the money. But it was a bezdin shel shnayim. Now, if two dayanim paskin something, is it a din or is it not a din? So Shmuel said it is a din. Narvas, it's a bezdin chatzim. Okay, but it's a good din. According to others, no. Rabbi Vo said the divrei akol ain't the name din. Everybody else disagrees. Everyone says it's not a din. So this person now that took the money, does he have a right to keep the money or not? It depends. Totally in this machlokes. What happens if he's mekadesh and isha with that money? Now you can't get married unless you own. You have to own the ring, right? You have to be. It has to be yours. Yet going to be mekadesh and isha with something that belongs to you. Is this woman married or not? It depends. If the halacha is like Shmuel, so you had a right to take the money, so now you had a right to be mekadesh isha. If the halacha is like Rav Avol, that everybody agrees shnayim shidanu ain't named in, so you had no right to be mekadesh isha. You had no right because she's not married. So what if somebody else now goes and marries her? Is the second kedushin mamzer? Chayvei Kris says, oh, it's a shayla veishes ish, right? You thought it was a shayla of $100. Little did you know, it's a shayla of mamzeris. That's where it's negeya. Sok de Gemara, we're not finished. What about dinei nefashis? Where's dinei nefashis negeya karis? The pluk to the Rebbe v'Rabban. Time we went to the Brayse. Rebbe Yehuda ben Asata nefesh lachas nefesh mom. Ato im mom in ayin el nefesh mamish. Nemen asin el amad of nemen asin el amad. Mad lahal mom in avkan mom. So we just had this ba'arichos. I went through this at length before Yontif. This is the machlekes Rebbe and Reb Shimon. Nischadin lahara gazeh v'hara gazeh. Are you chayev or you potter? So Reuven wanted to kill Shimon. He had a mind to kill Shimon. It was going to be first degree murder, premeditated, carries a death sentence, the whole 9 yards. But he didn't kill Shimon. He ended up killing Levi. So Zichai Misana. So the Chachamim say, Nishchav and Harigazeh Baharigazeh is Chai. Rav Shimon argues. Rav Shimon says, Nishchav and Harigazeh Baharigazeh is Potter. According to Rav Shimon, if you're Potter from Misa, you're going to have to pay Mom. At the very least, you're going to be treated as a Mazik. And being that you're going to be treated as a Mazik, you're going to be Chayv. And that was the Machlekes Rebbe in the Rabbanu of Venasata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, right? We saw it's a pasuk in the Torah, and two people were fighting, he killed a pregnant woman. Venasata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. If you're holding this Chav and Haragaz of Argazah, Chayv, it means we're literally going to kill you. If you're holding this Chav and Haragaz of Argazah, then you're not going to be Chayv, but you're going to have to pay Mom. At the very least, Mom, you're going to have to pay. So what happens if somebody was a Chav and Haragaz of Argazah? And now the Yoshim of Levi, the Yoshim of this person that was just killed, goes and he grabs money. Could they keep the money? Well, it depends. If Nischav and Hargaz of Hargazah is Chayiv Misa, they can't keep the money. Because this Reitzeach is Chayiv Misa, Kim Levi Rabba Mineh, you can't keep the money. But if Nischav and Hargaz of Hargazah is Potter, so what you're really Chayiv is Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, which is Mamin, so the Yoshim of Levi can keep the money. So what if now one of the Yoshim of Levi grabbed the money, was Makadosh and Isha, is she married or not? It depends. It's telling the machlokes, Rebbe in the Rabbanon or Reb Shimon in the Rabbanon, they were arguing about that. It's a shaila of dinei nefashis, nischav and harga zeh v'harga zeh chayv apater, but it's negeya karis. Where's the negeya karis? It's negeya. This woman that was married through this money, is she considered mekudeshes or is she not considered mekudeshes? And then one last one, dinei makis. Where's the negeya makis? Beplukta the Rebbe Yishmael v'Rabbanon. The time we went to the Mishnah makis begimel. Which Mishnah? The first Mishnah of the Masechta. Bezdin wants to give Makis. How many Dayanim preside over Makis? 3. Shum Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Chav Gimel. No, it has to be 23. So here's the Shaila. What would be if 3 Dayanim, according to Rabbi Shmuel, went and gave somebody Makis? They gave him 39 Makis. The person's bleeding. His Nezek, Tzar, Ripu, Shevis, Boishas. This guy got a good beating. Got Makis. That's what he got. Real Makis, Day Raisa, Boom, Chuzarachas. He got what he was supposed to get. Is Bezdin responsible now? As a Chavu B'Chavere? So you're going to say they gave Malkus. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, that Malkus needs to be presided of by a Bezdin Shalchav Gimel. And here there were only 3 Dayanim. They had no right to give him Malkus. So it was Malkus Shaloi B'Malkus Mitzvah. It looked like they were doing a mitzvah, but really they weren't. That's the Shaila. So you gave Malkus, but it wasn't the Bezdin Shalchav Gimel. So if you need Bezdin Shalchav Gimel, so now you're Chayvul Chaver. If not, you're not a Chayvul Chaver. L'may Nafkimina, what happens now if the person that got Malkus took the money and he was toifis the money from the Dayanim and now he was Mekadosh and Isha? If it's his money to keep, so then the Isha is Mekudesh. If it's not his money to keep, then she's not going to be Mekudesh. Either way, as mentioned, this Gemara is going to go right into Yom Tov Daf. So some big Yesoidis, and Mitzvah will talk a little bit about Leisosser. So some of the real Festa Sugyas, unfortunately we won't be able to record it, but some real Yishmakta Sugyas coming up over the next couple of days. But just before we end, one Ha'ara. So in the beginning of the week, we were learning the Sugyas of Makka of Ve'imai, Makala Lava Ve'imai. That's how Perek HaNechnokim starts. And this morning's Daf, really the end of the week, we're going to be learning the Sugyas of Zakei Mamre. And I was thinking, it could be there's a connection between Makka Ova Ve'imai and the Zakei Mamre. Meaning at first glance, they seem to be somewhat disparate. But I think if you think about it a little bit, there might be a connection. That is, it always bothered me. Makka Ova Ve'imai Mois Yumas. Somebody hits his father, it has to be Ois Chabura or his mother. Zichayv Misa. What Misa Zichayv? Chenek. Makala Ova Ve'imai is even more chomer. You get skiva. Why is it so chomer? Why if somebody's makal ova ve'imai, if somebody's makalol ova ve'imai, is he chayav misas bezin? So at first glance, you ask a man in the street, he's going to tell you, what do you mean? Kabedes avicha v'asimecha, ish imai v'aviv tiro, hakoras atoiv. That's the basics. Do you realize what your father and mother give you? Without them, you wouldn't be in this world, let alone with all the nurturing, everything they've given you over the years. So it's obvious. It's very intuitive. We can all understand why that should be the case. But I think there's something more profound. I think there's something a little bit deeper than that. And that is, the Pasuk says in Parshas Mazino, Shala vicha v'yageitcha, skeinecha v'yoyvam. A Yid who wants to know how he should conduct himself, how to be a Yid. Shalom, you can ask your father, he's going to tell you, go to your Rebbe, go to the Chachamim, and they're going to tell you. Meaning, you're supposed to ask your father, you ask your Rebbe. I once heard from Meir Soloveitchik, he said, Chashtenish, for what's fecking the Tata? He says, why are you asking your father? He said, if the Tata is a Talmud Chacham, no, as Nichal in Skeinachav and Yamrulach. He's included. And Rebbe is Nishkain, I know, what do you want to hear? What he has to say? He says, for what's fecking the Chashtenish, for what's fecking the Tata? He says, Manavshach, Oibber is a Talmud Chacham. If he's someone that has a day, no, say he's Skeinachav and Yamrulach. And if he's not, for what's fecking them? So Meir said, Vaistois. Messiah Emuna goes from a father to a son. That's the way Messiah is supposed to go. A father tells his son, and then he's going to tell his son, he's going to tell his son. Abias Goyal Tzedek, dating all the way back to when Moshe Rabbeinu and the Yidden were Makabal the Torah together. That's the way Messiah goes. Messiah is a father sits by a Shabbos table, and he infuses in his children Emuna and Betochen, and the kid from a very young age, when he realizes that there's no one in the world that loves him more than his father and his mother, and that teaching him a certain way of life, Chazaka Eina, of Meshakel, like the Ramban says, that's where Emuna comes from. You can go to discovery seminars, you can go to classes, you can hear the greatest Kiruv speeches of all time, but it's not the same as when a person is growing up as a little boy and he hears his father imparting Emuna and talking in him. That's the way Messiah is supposed to be. So you want to know how Messiah is? It's Shalom Vicha V'Yageitcha. Ask your father, thus is Messiah. That's the way it's supposed to be. Now, could be your father doesn't know all the answers. Nobody knows all the answers. So it's Kenach V'Yamalach. Make sure you go to yeshiva too. And make sure your father's by paying your tuition. But make sure you go to tuition. Make sure you pay your tuition. Maybe you're going to find that. Because you have to make sure your father's telling you the right thing. That, of course, this Kenach V'Yamalach. But you want to know how Messiah happens? Messiah is Shalom Vicha V'Yageicha. Right? There's one time of the year that a year we focus, the whole focus is Amunah. Right? When do we focus Amunah? Where the theme is Amunah. The Lel Seder. But what's the Lel Seder? V'Gala D'Levincha. Because that's how Amunah is given over. Amunah is given from a father to a son. That is Emunah. When a son hits his father and his mother, when a son is mekalel avav imoy, he's showing disrespect, basic akaras atoiv, basic derech eretz, nothing to talk about. But it's much deeper than that. You know what he's doing? He's being bayit in the Messiah. He's being bayit in Shalom Vicha V'Yageitcha. And when a person is makalel avav imoy, he's mekalel avav imoy, he's being Shalom Vicha V'Yageitcha. But to the contrary, the antithesis, he's a Maka of a V'imah, he's a Makal of, you know what's at stake? Not just the Karas HaToyv. The entire Messiah, the entire Yiddishkeit is at stake. Because our Messiah, our Yiddishkeit is predicated on Shalom Vicha V'Yageitcha. And when a kid disrespects his father and his mother, and he's not Shalom Vicha V'Yageitcha, to the contrary, he's a Maka of a V'imah, he's a Makal of a V'imah. There's no Vikata to Levincha. There's no Shalom Vicha V'Yageicha. He's done. He's gone. It's all over. I was thinking, what does the pasuk say by the Ben Soyer Umayr? Right? There's so much talk about it today. What does the pasuk say by the Ben Soyer Umayr? Ki yeh le'ish Ben Soyer Umayr, einenu shemeya b'koy lovev u'v'koy limayr. It's pasha. I'm telling you, this is pasha. It's profound, but it's also so pasha. It's right there. It's in front of you. It's Pesukim in the Torah. The Messiah is Shalom Vicha V'Yageicha. The Ben Soyer Umayr, what defined him? He was a nenu shemeya b'koy lovev u'v'koy limayr. If he could disrespect his father and his mother, he could be a makal lovev u'v'imayr. He could be a makal lovev u'v'imayr. It's over. That person, he's over. Yisro oisav v'leiv v'tafsu b'yo lovev u'v'imayr. It's done. That's it. That's where Dortin is the hint bagruvim. It's right there. A nenu shemeya b'koy lovev u'v'koy limayr. Our Messiah is based on shalavitcha v'yageitcha. I mean that's what our Messiah is based on. When somebody is a makal lovev u'v'imayr, he's a makal lovev u'v'imayr, he's a nenu shemeya b'koy lovev u'v'koy limayr, that's where it starts getting a little risky. That's where it starts getting a little bit dangerous. But what does the end of the pasuk say? Skenech v'yoy malach. That's the Zaki Mamre. That's the juxtaposition between Maka of V'imoy, Makal of V'imoy, and the Zaki Mamre. The Zaki Mamre was given Mises Bezdin. The Maka of V'imoy was given Mises Bezdin. We learned them together in one week in Daf Yomi. I think they're very much related. It's Shalovicha V'Yageitcha, that's one side of the coin. And then there's this Skenech v'yoy malach. The Maka of V'imoy, he's being bayit in the Shalom Vicha V'Yageitcha. The Zaki Mamre, he's being bayit in the Skeinech V'Yomeloch. He went to the Bezdin HaGadol. He heard what the Skeinim had to say, and he went home, and he paskin not that way. U'b'yarta ram Yisrael v'chalom yishmu v'yirol. That's the worst thing. It's the worst thing you can do. They're equated. They're terrible, because that's the Messiah. Without the Messiah, we don't have Yiddishkeit.